In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The art of losing is not hard to master, though it may look like a disaster. And for he who is least among you all is the one who is great. From our earliest days, we learn to value and desire winning, beating out others to be the best. In my house, we have lots of board games, Monopoly, Scrabble, and chess, just to name a few. In all these games, there's one winner, and the goal is to be that winner. In school, we have lots of sports, football, basketball, soccer. In these games, there's one winner, and the goal is to be that winner. All of life, it seems, is like a competition. The survival of the fittest. And all of us, of course, want to be the lion, not the little antelope hanging from its mouth. I'm not here today to tell you that competition, winning, and success is bad, of course. Indeed, the discipline and drive of competition may help us be better stewards of all that God has given us. And after all, God created all of life, and winning is a big part of it. In fact, let's just say winning is 50% of life. But that means that losing is the other 50%. And here's where the problem arises for us. We spend almost all of our energy and values on the art of winning half, and almost none on the art of losing half, thereby becoming half the people we were meant to be. When inevitably we do face losses in our life, we have no practice in dealing with them. We have no defenses, so they can overwhelm us and become disastrous. But there's help for us. The church basically wrote the book on the art of losing well. It's our Holy Scriptures. And perhaps the main reason why none of us take it seriously enough is because we all want to be self-made men and women with the will to win, all the time. But the scriptures start from a different place. And I think they match reality more than our desires. The scriptures start with a disastrous human-led fall, right? And only ends with a blessed God-led rising up. So the scriptures teach us that the art of losing is the only way to ultimately win. So this isn't just abstract theology, right? It's very practical. It informs 50% of our lives, all those times when we lose. My kids need it so that a board game doesn't end in a shouting match. Tom Brady needs it so that one ugly 48-3 loss doesn't lead to ugliness in the locker room and a losing season. Democrats and Republicans need it, since every few years, half the country basically are winners and half are losers. Yet we continue to live, work, and pray together. And most of all these days, we Armenians need scriptural wisdom on the art of losing. We have just lost an ugly war. Many precious young men, many homes and livelihoods. A football game is one thing, but how do we face the terrible losses of war without turning on each other? How do we let our loss be our lesson so that tomorrow we might emerge victorious? Well, like I said, our entire Bible guides us in the art of losing, from Joseph to Jacob to Jesus. But today's assigned reading, yet again, speaks specifically to the challenge of these days. In today's reading, Jesus must tell his brothers in arms, the disciples, what they least want to hear, that they're going to lose, and they're going to lose badly. Let these words sink into your ears, Jesus urges, for the Son of Man is to be delivered into the hands of men. Jesus is preparing his students and himself for a disastrous loss that he knew was coming, where the expected liberation of the Jewish people will be crushed, he himself will be executed, and they will all abandon him to a man. How do the disciples take this news? Not well. They start fighting with each other. Unable to face their great loss, they try for cheap wins. They posture about who is the greatest among them. And Jesus breaks up the fight by bringing in a child and admonishing them, saying, "He who is least among you is the one who is great." In other words, the one who is strong enough to lose is the one who will be blessed to win. For God's power, we read, is made perfect in weakness. God's power is made perfect in weakness. In Armenia these past days, we have seen the shocking loss in Karabakh, and not surprisingly, it's turned into civic unrest and some ugly political infighting. But that's just on the surface, and that's just what you see in the media. Armenians have a much deeper scriptural wisdom to draw from in the art of losing. They hear that still, small voice of God heard through the chaos. And I heard that voice in listening to interviews with regular people on the street. I heard that voice in several interviews with some enlightened leaders of Artsakh and Armenia. And they said, stop looking for betrayals and people to blame. They said, stop seeking saviors or demons in foreign countries. Let's just look at ourselves. And if we look at ourselves, we can be proud that outmanned and outgunned, we fought valiantly to protect our homelands. But we can also say that we lost, and that our loss must be our lesson. Those lessons are many, too many to talk about today, and they're primarily for the citizens of Armenia and Artsakh to decide. But the lesson for all of us, all the time, who have lost a friend, a relationship, our health, a marriage, eventually our life, the lesson is that one who learns to lose like our Lord will be blessed to win like him, for God's power is made perfect in weakness. God certainly knows that losing isn't easy. And because it's so painful, it's a very natural decision for us to try and live our lives only for the winning. But if we do, we will take our losses much harder, and will one day find that we've only been living half a life. But to live a full life, an abundant life, as Jesus says, we must learn the art of losing. And here Jesus is the master. For this one who lost everything saved all of creation. This most humble servant became the most exalted of kings. So in all the losses we face, from small to great, may we learn to lose like our Lord, so that through him we can ultimately prevail, now and always, and unto the ages of ages.